How have preparations gone for the game tomorrow?
Rory's, I suppose the preparation has gone better than it was for the previous two games, to be fair, because we got a bit of pitch access. So from that point of view, we're a bit happier than where we were for the first two league games. But again, you know, it's a step in the right direction for us, and hopefully that'll pay dividends on Sunday.
It's a common thread I've been discussing with people from various sports over the last couple of weeks. It's just the weather and the lack of pitches, the lack of game time, the lack of training time. It must be incredibly frustrating.
It is, like, and obviously very frustrating for the lads, you know. I mean, they're mad to get out in the field and get a bit of ball contact, and that's been difficult to get. But, I mean, it's the same for everyone, I guess, so it's no excuses from anyone's point of view. I suppose it's just the reality of it. You know, it's something maybe that has to be looked at in long term in the future about getting maybe more pitches available that can handle very bad weather, because this weather seems to be coming every year now these days. So, again, we have to drive on. It's the same for everybody, and no excuses from our point of view, I guess.
Five changes this week, including Michael Shields. Great to see him back.
Yeah, great to see Mike back. You know, he had a knock and a bit of a niggle and a few bits and pieces there going in, so we didn't want to rush him back, you know. So great to be able to give him a bit of game time, and that starts on Sunday for him, so it's a good tough opener for him, but I'm sure he's up to the challenge.
And good to see Owen Carrigan back too.
Yeah, absolutely, from the knock. It's great to see him back, and I see Lee Keegan is back from Mayo as well, so it's good that the two lads have come through that incident, and they're ready for action. They've gone through the protocols and everything's all clear, so he's raring to go as well.
And what are the other changes you made?
A couple of other bits and pieces. Oh God, you're putting me on the spot now. I'm trying to think about them off the top of my head. Oh, James Lockery, sorry, he's back again. James had a bit of a knock before we played Mayo, and he's back in the fold again, so that's good from his point of view. Ken is back in goals after the game against Donegal as well, so and that's good from his point of view. And Luke had a bit of a knock playing with UCC before he came back, so he's back in the fold as well. So they're the main guys who are back, and you know, they're rearing for action as well.
What do you know about Roscommon?
I mean, I suppose like everyone else, we've seen them on tape and all that stuff. They're after a lot of progress in the league the last couple of years, so they've put a big emphasis on it, obviously, coming up from all the way up to Division 1. I mean, they were very unlucky in their first game regarding Mayo Monaghan. They were beaten by a last-minute goal, really, and they should have won that. And obviously, if you can go down to Killarney and get a victory in Killarney against Kerry, you know, you're a serious outfit, because, as we know in Cork, it's a hard thing to do. So, you know, they're coming well-prepared and with a big focus on the league. So, we have to be ready for the challenge.
And after that defeat to Donegal, I assume all the squad is raring to kind of put that to the back of their minds and come up with a victory tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be hoping for the reaction, right, Rory? You know, it's you know, that was a disappointing result for us, and you know, it didn't go right on the day for you know, I suppose you can look at different reasons, but bottom line, it just didn't go right. So we're hoping for a reaction, and you know, fellas to drive on and try and get a couple of points for us on Sunday if we can.
Excellent, and thanks very much for talking to us. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Rory.